previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
It's time to catch up with the traffic chief of Nelson Mandela Bay, Chief Warren Prince. Good morning, you there, Chief? Morning, how's it?
Good morning. I'm here, all alive and kicking.
Morning, Warren. Bravo, so good bravo. To chat.
Morning. Ooh, what a wonderful voice to hear for a change. Thank you so much, Lee, for coming back. Don't do that to us again.
Thanks so much.
Chief, while we have you on the line, just a quick update generally from the traffic department in Nelson Mandela Bay Metro before we get into the topic this morning. Just an update from your side.
Yes, basically, we currently sitting with a situation where the building was built next to the M4 and the road is still closed there. So our officers are still in the area with the fire department. And then we just have general patrols in the area to make sure that our people are complying with the necessary laws. That is just in a nutshell.
Chief Warren, I'd just like to share something personally from my side. Recently, I did an online booking for learners. I must just say the process down in at the PE branch, because that's where I went, absolutely smooth. Eye test done. Everything ran so smoothly. So thumbs up for that from my side personally, because I have been down there recently. So I don't know if there's any other hiccups, but I was there 2 weeks ago and it ran smoothly.
I must say I'm very glad to hear that on this platform. Yes, we actually increase our professionalism, our way of doing things. And I must say in this last 2 months that we currently up and running, yes, there's still a few nitty-gritties that's coming through, but that is things that we're ironing out as we go along. But 95%, I can say, we're running with this thing very smoothly. And people is in from other provinces is actually asking now, how did Nelson Mandela Bay get it right to make this thing work here for us in the metro?
Oh, that's fantastic, and congratulations to all of you, yourself and your team involved, Warren. Something else that is likely on every motorist's mind is the administration adjudication of traffic offences, otherwise known as ARTO. Okay, considering especially that it's to be implemented on the 1st of July this year, and also especially considering the dramatic impact that demerit system is going to have on drivers. How exactly, if you could take us through, will the Act really affect the average motorist, as well as drivers of company fleets?
Let's actually ask ourselves, what is the initial idea behind ARTO? And that is to minimize our road traffic and our carnage accidents on the road. There was a question once asked, how is government going to make sure that the South African public is going to be educated in ARTO? And what we're starting is to have the initiative for road users education and empowerment programs, outreach programs, setting out certain aspects. But the most crucial one is that, yes, people have asked, won't this have an impact of our people who is, say, the poor people, or the poor of the poorest, or in that line.
Yeah.
The more disadvantaged,
The more disadvantaged, that's the appropriate word. Yes. Mm. The problem is, yes, it will have an impact, but if you're not committing an offense, then you don't need anything to worry about.
Mm. So that keep your slate clean.
Keep your plate clean, stick to the rules, then there won't be any hiccups. The most important thing is also for people who are selling their vehicles to make sure that their vehicle is taken off their names so that you don't get a fine, because then it's another process that you as the previous owner must follow to get that vehicle off your name, and then you need to apply to the Road Traffic Infringement Agency to get that vehicle off your name. Yes, and then the most important thing where companies is coming in, remember there will be an amount of demerit points allocated to the driver, and then there will also be demerit points allocated to a company, which means they are the operator.
Mm.
So as much as certain offenses is linked to operators and certain offenses is linked to drivers, so the operators will also have to play a part to make sure that their vehicles is roadworthy, that they comply in terms of their license fees and all that type of things. And that is the short and the long. So the dealer points become a great equalizer between the rich and the poor, mm-hmm. and irrespectively of one's economic situation, road traffic laws must be adhered to. That is in short.
Okay. Sure, we're covered. That's certainly given us kind of comprehensive explanation and context around the issue. Thank you so much.
That's Chief of Traffic Director Warren Prince. Warren, we still have you on the line. You want to play a quick game? I don't know if you heard way back Wednesday this morning, but this was the song we played. This is the intro. Come on, that was big in Mossel Bay. You know that.
Yeah, you used to jam to that in Mossel Bay.
Coming from Oudtshoorn.
What was the song? You said it?
You make me horny.
Yes! Donnay, Chief Warren Prince, got it right.
Yeah, all the way from Oudtshoorn.
Oh, yes!
Go. Nice one. Thanks, Chief Warren. Keep well, mate.
Cheers, Warren.
All the best.
Bye.
See you
bye.
Guys.
Cheers.
Enjoy. Bye-bye.
Well, you got it rightly. It is indeed Donnay. Thanks for all the messages coming through as well. Everyone getting it right this morning. Donnay, it is indeed. You touch me. Turn
up the sound system. Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.